And the...
There's also a vegetable called the ramp.
Yeah, and they have a festival on the ramp festival.
Right.
I've never eaten any or seen any.
You don't want to.
What is it like?
I've never eaten any. It's like an onion that lasts a week after you've eaten it.
I don't think I want any. I'm not crazy about onions. The thing's painted down the road to help, you know, guide you. What would you call those yellow and white things? Painted down the middle.
I usually just call them center stripes, and they aren't center stripes anymore. Mm-hmm. But when I was growing up, there weren't any. But later on, by the time I learned to drive, they were center stripes, and I don't know what they are now.
Oh, now when, you know, like on an interstate, we have a big grassy thing in the middle. What would you call that?
Oh, that is a median.
Now, you see them, like if you're going to Chattanooga, they have just concrete and steel down the middle instead of...
Yeah, I would still call that a median because I don't know what else to call it.
Me too. there any other limited, you know, in the interstate it's limited access, you can only get on and off at certain points.
Right.
Any other roads like that in this area that are limited access? Any other kinds of...
Yes, we also have roads which run parallel to the interstate so that you don't have to get on it at all if you're just going a short distance. And we have one very interesting little place where you have egress from the interstate, but you do not have access. And you have to drive to the next town to get on it again.
Is it, what road is that?
It's at White Pine. No, I beg your pardon. It's at Dandridge.
Now, is Dandridge east of Knoxville?
I'm not too good on north, south, east, and west, but it's northeast.
It's not in Blount County, is it?
No. No, it's in Jefferson County.
What about say some of the major roads in Maryville Alcoa area?
Main Street, Broadway, whatever you wish to call it. And then the old Knoxville Highway and the new Knoxville Highway, which is the Alcoa Road, and US 411, which we call the New Niles Ferry, and you came across it to the old Niles Ferry to come out here. Then the Mont Vale Road, which leads you to the Chilhallies, the closer mountains. And if it's open, you really should take that scenic road. It's closed half the time because it's a very strange form of sandstone, which was discovered in the 1800s by a Professor Hesse. And therefore it's called Hesse's Sandstone. And they built the road on it, and about every 3 years the road crumbles away.
Which road is this though?
I can show it to you. I can't think of the name of it.